USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden has a lead of just over 12,000 votes in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. As the ballots continue to be counted in the Keystone State, Pennsylvania Republican State Senator Jake Corman says recent rule changes are leading to confusion in his state.
You know, by changing the rules, as this Secretary of State has done, and by extension the governor, it's unfortunate because what we wanted was a result that everyone could believe in, no matter whether President Trump, whether it was Joe Biden. They've done such a great disservice by all their shenanigans through this process that even if Joe Biden hypothetically was the winner, half the population here in Pennsylvania is not going to believe it.
President Trump in a statement saying, "We believe the American people deserve to have full transparency into all vote counting and election certification, and that this is no longer about any single election." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The unemployment rate is down to 6.9% following the latest jobs report. The Labor Department says 638,000 jobs were added in the month of October. Analysts were only predicting 530,000 jobs to be added. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow believes,
"Glad the economy's coming back. There's still hardship out there. I get that. When you see 6.9% unemployment down from whatever 14.5% 6 months ago, America's going back to work. I think our policies have been very sound, and I'm glad folks are going back to work."
Former Vice President Joe Biden has a slim lead in Georgia over President Trump. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger saying, though, there will be a recount. Georgia also waiting for up to 8,000 military ballots. Biden is set to address the nation on Friday night. No word as far as what he will exactly be talking about. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Oregon became the first state in the country to decriminalize possession of hard drugs, including cocaine, heroin, and meth, in small quantities. This brings the state's drug laws in step with the world's most lenient countries, including the Netherlands, Switzerland, Portugal, and Czech Republic. Possession will now be treated like a speeding ticket in Oregon, with violators paying a $100 fine and attending a free addiction program. Kevin Sabet is president of Smart Approaches for Marijuana. As far as what this means, he tells Fox News,
"It's a great day if you're a drug dealer, and it's a great day if you want to legalize heroin, because that will be the next step. They started with marijuana, now they're doing this, then they're going to legalize all drugs. This basically takes all the teeth out of getting people treatment. This measure doesn't create one treatment bed, even though it was touted as treatment over incarceration. So I think a lot of people thought they were voting for treatment, and I don't want to be putting people in prison and clogging jails, but this doesn't even expunge your record if you want a second chance. It's really a dream for those who are drug dealers and those who want to basically use with impunity, and I think that's just a bad move."
SpaceX can celebrate another successful launch. The company is sending a Falcon X rocket into space from Cape Canaveral yesterday. The rocket carried a Space Force GPS satellite. It was SpaceX's 20th launch this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.